Southeast Alaskans will decide how they want to spend some of their money in Tuesday's municipal elections. They'll consider funding school and park improvements, health programs, and at least one swimming pool. Several communities are also considering setting up a regional landfill. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Many southeast cities barge their garbage south to dumps in the Pacific Northwest. It's considered cheaper and easier than running or expanding local landfills. But a number of towns would rather keep the trash here. Craig, Thorne Bay, Wrangell, and Petersburg voters are considering measures that could lead to a regional solid waste authority. Craig Mayor Dennis Watson says it should save money.
We just can't see why we can't beat and cost something that has happened to be shipped clean down south, you know, get on a train, go to Oregon, and, you know, why can't we beat that in southeast Alaska and do it in a reasonable manner?
Opponents say a government landfill would lack the economy of scale needed to compete with private industry. Community leaders have been working on the idea through the Southeast Conference for much of this decade. They say a regional landfill is the most likely project and could include a centralized recycling facility. Watson says other usable garbage could also be separated.
You know, if you took the paper part of the waste stream and made biobricks out of it, you know, that's probably, I think it's maybe 60% of our waste stream in Craig, you know. And if you did it southeast-wide, you know, for all the communities in it, you would create a lot of product. And so here you have, like Craig, with our wood waste burner, we could throw those right in there and burn them right there. So we'd be creating energy with this thing that currently is just costing us money and creating problems.
If the measures pass, the authority would still have to pick a site and find funding for land and equipment. Other communities would also be able to join. Many southeast voters are also considering major projects on their municipal ballots. In Juneau, a bond measure calls for spending about $12 million to renovate an elementary school. In Wrangell, about $800,000 would go toward upgrading a playground. Petersburg proposes a $3 million electrical system upgrade, and Sitka wants to spend about $7 million from a small sales tax increase to repair municipal roads. Ketchikan voters are considering spending about $24 million for a new swimming pool. Swim club coach Martin Reichgott says it would be a major improvement from the existing facility.
The new pool expands from the 6 lanes to 8 lanes. The warm teaching pool area, the rehab, the aqua aerobics, has, I think, 30 to 40% more space for user groups and adds a slide. There is attached to the 8-lane pool a deep end that can be used for diving or scuba diving or deep water aerobics, so it's more square footage.
Opponents say the plan is too expensive and improving the existing pool makes more sense. At least two southeast communities have anti-smoking measures on the ballot. Haines is considering prohibiting smoking in workplaces, and Juneau will decide whether to raise the tax on cigarettes from 30 cents to a dollar a pack. Some revenues are expected to go to substance abuse programs, but Wendy Hamilton of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence says that's not the point.
Our primary motivation is this is a youth prevention tool. It's one of the strongest youth prevention tools. The whole tax concept is an avenue by which to increase the price of tobacco.
Opponents say the measure unfairly targets low-income residents and those with substance abuse problems. Voters will also choose mayors and members of councils, assemblies, school boards, and other government bodies in the election. With help from Ketchikan's Deanna Garrison and Juneau's Ann Sutton, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.